When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. No Jeremy today. He's out in Vegas with the Cougs. So instead, it's me, Joe George, alongside my guy, Raheel Ramzanali, as right now we are joined by Eric Garcia, the founder and president of Fury Fighting Promotions, here to talk about Joshua Van and this the fight scene here in Houston, Texas right now. Eric, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you all for having me.
Of course.
What's up, El Jefe? You good? So for a lot of y'all who don't know, yes. Of course, I used to work at ESPN Houston, but for the last 4 years I've been doing play-by-play for Fury. I just called my 1,000th fight.
Jeez.
Yeah. Dude,
it's grinding.
Eric puts on massive cards. They're a blast. And I'll give you some information. We do have a card coming up December 14th right here in H-Town, Fury FC 112. Three title fights on that night. Nice. But that card could potentially be the biggest of the year. So like when you buy one ticket, you get to watch all of those fights. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But I know you want to start with Josh Van.
Yeah. Eric, so Josh Van, I was just looking up his age. I mean, 24 years old, fighting for the 125 title at UFC 323. And I've always been like, I really got into fighting UFC with The Ultimate Fighter. Like, that's what captured me on Spike TV, like watching Diego Sanchez and all those guys, like in those goofy competitions they were doing, but then fighting one after like all those competitions they were doing. And then it really stuck with me. And then you got Josh Van here, 24 years old, fighting for the title, but started his journey with Fury Fighting Championship. So I'm curious, just like, your perspective as the founder and president, like when you see this happening to like one of your guys, what does that feel like to you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, obviously it's a testimony of the promotion and the hard work and where we've come from, you know, for Josh Van to actually get started in his MMA career back like in 2020. And here we are 5 years later and he's headlining a card at T-Mobile Arena fighting for a title. It's amazing. You know, it makes me feel great. Shows me that we're on the right path and we're doing the right thing.
And not only Josh, you know, being there for the last 4 years, just seeing the talent that has come through Houston and the state through Fury Fighting Championship, we are now the number one pipeline for UFC fighters. So that means like our guys will win a main event, more than likely they're getting a shot into the UFC, whether it be Contender Series, Dana White's Contender Series, a call up to the Ultimate Fighter, a late notice call, whatever it is, there has been this resurgence in Houston MMA as well, Eric.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we see it card after card now, you know, the way these cards line up and a lot of undefeated prospects and just guys that are on win streaks that are exciting and finishing fights. It doesn't take long, you know, and now that Dana White has started that Contender Series, years ago, you know, it's a lot easier for guys coming from us to go and get a guaranteed spot on Contender Series or possibly a short call in.
What are you looking for, like, when you guys are signing up fighters, and like, when you're finding Josh Van, like, what are you looking for in, like, the next Josh Van?
Well, first thing we look at is age and record. You know, if you find a guy that's young, like, let's take, for example, Jay Aldretti, that just fought for us on Friday night. He's like 19 years old. He's an undefeated amateur. Now he's 2-0 at Jackson Glass, same thing, 18 years old. He's an undefeated guy. Was undefeated as an amateur. Now he's 2-0 as a pro. So, like, guys like that obviously are going to be super appealing. Then you get some guys like, he's not signed with us, but if you keep up with MMA and wrestling, you see, like, Gable Steveson. That is, he fought last night on another promotion, but it's guys like that, you know, that are maybe possibly switching over from like wrestling or another high level sport that come in here, or a young prospect, you know, undefeated. That's what we're looking for. Guys that can go out there and finish fights. You know, you could have a guy that's 25 years old and 10-0, and he's not finishing fights. He's not out there being exciting. He's probably not going to get a look versus a guy that's out there actually putting it out, putting himself on the line and finishing fights, getting subs, getting knockouts. You know, he knows how to speak. He gets on the mic after and gets an interview, and he knows how to speak. You know, those are the guys we're looking for.
You got Eric Garcia, president of Fury Fighting Championship. I do play-by-play for Eric Garcia's promotion, Fury Fighting Championship, and we have cards all the time. We have a card coming up December 14th right here in Houston, Fury FC 112. Three title fights. And I'm telling you, the winner of those title fights probably going to get shot into the UFC. So you get a chance to look at the next generation of UFC talent right here in H-Town. And tickets are available right now at furyfc.tv. But Eric, what a lot of fans don't understand is that, and I don't want to put your business out there by any means, but that call up, like when you fight for Fury and you get that call to the UFC, it's obviously life-changing that you get this opportunity. But also financially, like what you do with it, right? Because Josh went from a guy who was fighting for you, doing all right, to getting to the UFC, taking full opportunity and full advantage of that, and now he is living life. Like he is better than comfortable, right? It's such an important thing when they get this call.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, a real fighter's goal is to get to the UFC. And if that's not your true goal, you know, then being a pro for Fury FC, I guess it's still an accomplishment, but, you know, our focus is to get the guys to the next level, to change their lives, to put them in a position like Josh Van is. So if that's your goal and you're working hard for that, you know, we're the guys that can help you. But it's definitely life-changing, you know, because there's only so much money we can pay you here on the region. And once you get over there, obviously the money comes a lot more. It's a lot bigger. You have the opportunity to get these 50K bonuses. And one of those 50K bonuses, even if it's your debut fight, I mean, that's life-changing money.
Eric, when's Raheel getting the call up to the UFC? Look, I'm looking next to my guy. He said he did 1,000. He's done 1,000 fights. Like, when are we getting Raheel the call up? I need Raheel, Rogan, and Cormier. Like, that's what I need.
Hey, that would be amazing, man. I mean, if it was up to me, you know, and I could pull some strings like that, obviously I'd make it happen. But you know, unfortunately, that's kind of out of my hands, and that's far from my description. So
I love doing fights at Fury, man. I love going to UFC events, and I know, Joe, you like them as well. But there is something different when you're at a Fury event or any local promotion that's high level, not like an entry level one. I'm talking about where guys in the co-main and main event have a chance to get to the UFC and change their life, because a lot of these local fighters, they're still working full-time jobs. And they're balancing training, family, work, the pressures of everything. And when they get in that cage and they know that opportunity is right there, you get some of the best moments and best fights. And, like, you have to experience it. It is so much fun, Eric.
Yeah, you're starting to see more and more, you know, how much how different a Fury FC event is and how much talent that we have just by some of the UFC stars that are coming through there with their teammates. Like, this past weekend, you know, you had Malcolm Wellmaker in there with Joel, you know, and these guys ain't going to show up to a Fury FC event. Guys that are already in the UFC that are pretty high, you know, on Dana's list and you know, have a good fan base already. Kevin Holland, Diego Lopez.
Eric, you had Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather came to one of our fights last month.
There you go. Somebody that Floyd's backing, you know, in San Antonio. So when you put these superstars out there and you see that they're backing these athletes, you know that they're not going to put their name on somebody who doesn't have an opportunity to make it to the next level.
What's the when you're putting together a card, like I love that you guys are having three title fights on one card, because like in the UFC, maybe we get two sometimes. Sometimes a men's and a women's, but it feels like a lot of times like it's a one title fight card. It's the main event. So, like, what's the decision process to put three title fights on one card instead of spreading the love a little bit to, like, your next one?
I mean, this one kind of, this December 14th card kind of just fell in like that. A lot of these athletes, you know, they worked hard this year, and they're at a point where, you know, it's time to fight for a belt. So the timing was great. But also because it's December and it's the last card of the year, I like to stack it as hard as I can, you know. So kind of just worked out perfect.
Bro, I'm going to be there calling fights, Eric, from 11 a.m. it looks like, because we have 30 fights.
There's 30 fights?
On this, it's usually between, Eric, what, like 14 to 20 is like the sweet spot?
Yeah.
This one, Eric and Richard Burmaster, head matchmaker and VP of talent, they went a little overzealous here. 30 fights, potentially. Card subject to change, right?
Yeah, for sure. So some of these fights will fall off. And this is technically, because it's the last card of the year, this is almost like we put on a full Fury Amateur Series card with a Fury FC card. So you're getting, dude, you know, a lot of bang for your buck. You're getting a 2-for-1 on this one.
I call all the fights, Joe.
Good luck, Rahil.
It is,
yeah,
so,
you call all the fights.
All the fights. We call free. And Eric is so used to me coming over to him at the end like, bro, come on, man. But it's great. I'm telling you, man, like you have to go. If you haven't been to a promotion like Fury, you got to stop by. Tickets are available right now for that December 14th card at furyfc.tv. Tickets are very inexpensive. You can even buy a table and bring your whole company out, get cage side seats, hang out with us. You're going to see some great fights. And again, you will not get this kind of value. That many fights for one ticket, unheard of.
Yeah, this would definitely be a good company Christmas getaway for a lot of people. You know, it's the week before, 10 days before Christmas, 11 days before Christmas. Not a bad idea.
Hey, you spend enough, Joe, we'll throw your company. You want to put your boss in, like, you know, somebody else, your VP of sales in there? We'll throw it in there. We'll do it.
I think I'll be there, Eric.
You gonna come?
I'm gonna come to this.
I'll get you tickets. Yeah. I got you taken care of.
Good one.
Eric Garcia, founder and president of Fury Fighting Championship. Eric, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for dealing with Rahil every month or when you guys have cars. I'm sure it's a joy as always. So thanks for joining us, man. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thanks, guys.
No problem. All right, it's ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That Gable Stevenson fight he mentioned.
Ooh.
Oh, man, that guy. He flamed out of the WWE so fast.
I know.
But already, like, making an impact. He looks like he's going to be a problem in the UFC.
We'll see when he starts fighting better fighters. We've seen this. We've had guys who are, like, former D1 wrestlers, All-Americans. It's different. The fact that you put whoever in front of him and he finished the fight, that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
And that's good.
All right, he's Rahil Ramzanali. I'm Joe George. It's ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.